The lawyer rankings season is upon us. Every spring, the time rolls around to nominate your friends for various lawyer awards. Some of these awards allow you to nominate yourself, others do not. Some allow you to ask for people to vote for you, some do not. Whatever the requirements are, the whole notion of these lawyer awards is somewhat futile. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. Depending upon how you look at it, I've been fortunate enough to be ranked in many of the leading lawyer publications as a top lawyer, whatever this means. There are various terms for it: rising star, young gun, super lawyer. There are just a variety of different terms that are applied to it. Apparently, lawyers in your profession vote for you. And as a result of this, it is somehow the good housekeeping seal of approval from other lawyers. To what extent this makes you a good lawyer, I don't know. I tend to measure myself as an attorney based on the result I get from my clients, and I don't know to what extent these rankings take that into account. I've seen some very good lawyers that are ranked very highly in these publications. I've seen some great lawyers that are left off the publication, and I've seen some lawyers who I was shocked to see that they are in one of these publications. Typically what happens is you get emailed something, oh, it's time to nominate people for this particular award. And what you do is you send out the nomination, let people know that you voted for them. Usually what happens is people vote for you in response, because that's the polite thing to do. And so that's how people that know other people get in these rankings. Now, sometimes it's just purely based on merit. The lawyer has a great reputation, and all these people pick that particular lawyer. But a lot of it, quite frankly, is a popularity contest. I'm not saying that these are not valid rankings, but there are so many of them that pop up. Some of them want you to pay for them, for that particular ranking, which makes it suspect. And they'll claim, you know, greatest lawyer, nation's leading lawyer, top 10 lawyer in the state, top 100 lawyer in the country, top 100 lawyer in the state, best lawyer in your area. To think that you can subjectively and objectively determine these things, it's just absurd, quite frankly. I suppose it's good to have these rankings, to be ranked in these publications. I don't know. It all seems kind of silly. It does seem futile, because it seems like there's always another ranking that is the flavor of the day that can pop up. So these rankings do have their place. Some of them are older and more respected. But I think now it's sort of what you've done, the result you get for your clients, how other lawyers think of you, and not so much what a particular ranking says. Thank you for listening to this episode. I appreciate you continuing to listen. There will be more episodes. If you've liked the show, please rank us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. And please leave a comment. The more comments and the more ratings we have, the more people will hear about the show. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.